item?
1297, request of Peter Hybertson to address council regarding the city fair wage policy and living wage for workers in Portland.
Good morning. Welcome. Good
morning. Hi there. I'm here from 15 Now Portland, and Mayor Hales has announced that recently that equity will be a top priority for our next budget. And I'm here to say that unless every single worker employed by the city and its contractors is paid at least $15 per hour, which is closer to a living wage, then our next budget will not meet this goal of equity. Commissioner Fritz has said that the cost of doing this could be close to, $3 million a year? And that's actually just less than 1% of the city's general fund budget and 0.1% of the city's total budget. So I'm actually very skeptical of any claim that this is not something that the city cannot get this done. Multnomah County and Home Forward have both taken action recently to pay all their workers at least $15 an hour, and I believe the city can as well. And I also want to say that framing this simply as an expense implies that there is no broader benefit to the city paying better wages to its workers. This money is not going to simply disappear into a black hole somewhere. The workers who benefit from this are likely to spend their extra wages locally, which will help our local economy. And also, this would likely save the city some money on turnover costs for year-round workers and attract motivated and better employees for seasonal work who are, you know, happier to be working for you since they're being paid a decent wage. This is not just a cost, it is an investment. Mr. Fritz has also said it would be preferable to create a few full-time jobs and to pay all lower-wage city workers better. While we would certainly like to see some more full-time jobs as well, this goal should not be promoted by minimizing and dismissing the people who are trying to get by on less than a living wage. This does not promote equity. We need both a better deal for those at the bottom and more new full-time jobs. And it's really all well and good for City Council to use this rhetoric of equity, but we really do need you to put the money where your mouth is on this. The City Council has shown little political will to dedicate even a tiny fraction of our resources to concrete progress on the problem of poverty wages. And meanwhile, you have continued to absorb the cost of a brutally violent, unaccountable police force, which has routinely abused the rights of people of color, homeless people, and in general, those who are most marginalized by poverty. Apparently, this has just been the cost of doing business, and that is why we now have people in our streets on a regular basis. And I will just close, actually, by saying that it is time for you to start taking real action to get your own house in order and show that equity is going to be more than just a buzzword around here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your advocacy. Thank you.
So since Mr. Partridge testified last week, I had some more conversations with the city budget office. Another issue that was brought to my attention is that should we increase all wages to $15 an hour, we would then have an inequity with equal pay for equal work, that we currently have a structure of wages within the city that folks doing more complicated or various different categories of classifications of jobs voted on by and agreed on in union contracts would then need to be paid more because they're doing a higher classification of work. So I've asked the city budget office to estimate the actual cost of improving the wages to $15 an hour for the lowest paid, because then there would be a ripple effect throughout the rest of the system. The other, you may not be aware that last year the council invested $1 million in converting 20 seasonal positions to full-time positions. Since I've been in charge of parks, we've created over 40 full-time union jobs, which I'm very proud of, and we'll continue to do that. Our budget advisory committee in parks is looking at the equity issues and the wise use of resources. Since the ongoing resources have pretty much already been spent several times over by the council in our intentions for next year, the mayor has directed in his budget directions that any proposed increase in bureau funding would be offered with a commensurate cut. So that's the discussion that the bureaus are having, because as we're finding with the street funding discussion, it's really hard to raise more revenue. There is a set amount of money, and we try to spend it wisely. So I encourage you to participate in the Parks public meeting on our budget. It's in January. I forget the date, but it's early in January, and that's where the hard discussions have to be made.
Yes. Commissioner Fritz keeps focusing on this issue, not just because you've been doing a good job of advocacy, but because there's a very large number of part-time positions in the Parks Bureau. There are other positions in city government that fall below the threshold, but the big number is in parks, so it's a challenge. Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay.